Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. If you listen to Philadelphia radio anytime over the last few decades, you know his voice. Harry Donahue, the morning anchor here at KYW News Radio for 35 years, has died of cancer. He was 77 years old. KYW's Mike DiNardo looks at Harry's career.
Harry Donahue was not only the friendly voice who gave us news, traffic, and weather on KYW News Radio for 35 years, but he was a fixture on the Philadelphia sports scene. He did play-by-play for the Philadelphia Stars of the USFL in the 80s. He was also the play-by-play voice of Temple University football and basketball and the longtime host of TV Inside Golf. Harry retired from KYW in 2014. We talked with Harry in June for our 60th anniversary series, and you could tell he appreciated his career and the people he met along the way.
Can I think of any job I'd rather have than talking sports in the city that I grew up in the city that I grew to love, and teams that I grew to love, and people that I got to know, not just on the field, but in the front office.
In May 2000, he was inducted into the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. He's also a member of the KYW News Radio Hall of Fame, and his name is on Temple's Athletic Ring of Honor at the Leocora Center. Harry Donahue was 77. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Mourning the loss of another Philadelphia radio legend, rock and roll disc jockey Pierre Robert has died. KYW's John McDevitt reports those who knew him and his work are shocked to hear of his passing.
Pierre Robert was on the air at MMR on Tuesday. He gave Tony Lance of South Philadelphia a shout-out on the radio for his birthday.
He did. He did a nice shout-out. It was pretty long, too. I was really surprised. I mean, he was a great guy, and he knew it was my birthday, and he asked me what my favorite band was, and I said it was Def Leppard, and he played like a block of Def Leppard in honor of my birthday, which was amazing. It was so great.
Lance says he was in disbelief when he heard Robert died the next day. Andre Gardner is a retired WMGK radio personality. He says Robert was the real deal in the industry.
I can't think of anyone who encompasses what rock and roll in this town is and means than Pierre. This is a guy who never phoned it in. He was at every single show. He was always happy to meet his thousands of fans who would instantly recognize him on the streets or at a concert.
WMMR announced Robert died of natural causes. He was just 70 years old. Robert was hired by MMR more than 40 years ago. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The man accused of killing hockey star Johnny Gaudreau and his brother Matthew in a DUI crash last summer appeared in court for a Miranda hearing. More on this from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty at the Salem County Courthouse.
The court heard from four state troopers who were on scene the night the Gaudreau brothers were struck and killed while riding their bikes last August. Prosecutors showed body camera footage from the night of the crash, in which defendant Sean Higgins described what happened, including confessing he was the driver who struck the brothers. He told investigators at the station later that night he was distraught over a phone call with his mother, and then he spoke for a while with a woman on the phone he described as a close friend who his wife didn't know about, and he said he had been driving around while drinking in the car. At one point during questioning, Higgins said he felt like he should have an attorney. His defense says the conversation should have ended right there, but he willingly continued without an attorney present. Judge Michael Silvanio told everyone to come back on November 10th to continue the Miranda hearing at the Salem County Courthouse. Mike Daugherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Election officials are reminding Pennsylvania voters that they're running out of time to return their mail-in ballots and be assured the ballots will be received by the deadline of 8 p.m. on Tuesday. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Lowe reports.
Philadelphia City Commissioner Lisa Dealey's a little worried when she looks at the numbers. The commissioners approved and sent out nearly 106,000 mail-in ballots. They've gotten back just 56,000.
It's a lot to have still out with such a short period of time for people to get them back to us.
Return rates are a little better in Bucks and Montgomery counties. Bucks has gotten back about 63% of the 89,000 mail ballots they sent out. Monco, 58% of 105,000 they sent out. Dealey stresses the ballot must be received by Election Day. Postmarks don't count. So she's advising voters to take their ballots to drop boxes at this point.
They took the time. They applied for a mail ballot. We sent them one. Now we just need them to complete the task.
She also advises anyone intending to vote in person to make a plan for Election Day. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design. Plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.